Audio Boo, episode number 3 of me, because this is not Twiggy Beyond, even though the Twitter is twitter.com/TwiggyBeyond, and other stuff is all that, even though this podcast is not called that, because fuck that podcast. So for people who have listened to Twiggy Beyond, which I'm sure is all two of you, you know that I hate GameStop, and I love Rock Band, the franchise, which is Rock Band 3 is going to solidify Rock Band as my favorite franchise and game of the year, 3 years running. So good on them. Good job, Harmonix, you crafty sons of bitches. So I was at GameStop Tuesday? Yeah, because that's when the game came out, and I got it through Amazon. But I didn't get the keyboard, nor the keyboard bundle. The keyboard was kind of like a last-minute kind of thing. I was like, you know what? I hate keytars. Stupid. If you've read my Twitter, my Facebook, and all that stuff, I've said it consistently and repeatedly that I think the keytar is a retarded instrument for retarded people to play retarded songs. I just think it's dumb. If I see somebody, you know, rocking out with a keytar, I can't help but laugh at how stupid you look. Because it's a keyboard turned sideways. And you know, here's the thing. The piano is my favorite instrument, so, and I can't play it. But I would love to learn how to, but I'm not going to. But I decide, you know, just because I hate the keytar doesn't mean I should limit how much fun I'm going to have with Rock Band. Since I've put so much time into this game because it's my favorite game out there, it doesn't make sense to not invest in this new instrument to add, you know, add another dimension, another challenge to the game. So I decided to go get it, and I went to, well, our town has, well, I don't live there anymore, but has 4, maybe 5 GameStops, and I decided to go to the mall, which has 2 of them, and I went to the upstairs one, and I said, hey, do you have the Rock Band keyboard? Not the bundle, just the keyboard. And the guy's like, I think we only have the bundle. I was like, well, you know, could you check for me? And guy says, sure. And then he walks into the back and comes back out with a fucking, one of those little keyboards that you attach to the Xbox controller. And says, this is the only keyboard we have. And I just shake my head at him. I'm like, no, you dumb son of a bitch. I'm talking about Rock Band 3, not a fucking little typing pad so I can talk to my friends on Xbox Live. You goddamn idiot. You should be fired. So the other guy's like, oh, no, okay. Oh, well, did you pre-order it? Well, no. I said, no, it was an impulse buy. I just want the keyboard because I have the game. He's like, oh, you have the game. Did you buy the game here? To which, in my mind, I think, well, firstly, irrelevant whether I bought it here or not. And it's a dumb question. You know, do you already have it? Why would I buy a peripheral for a video game that I don't have? To be fair, I have many video games for systems I don't have. But this thing is specifically only to be used with Rock Band 3. So I'm like, what the fuck? What does that matter? He's like, well, if you buy the bundle and you bring back the game, you know, if you bought it here, you would have saved $15. And I go, no, because at this point I'm fucking pissed. I'm like, just give me the goddamn keyboard. Just give me the fucking keyboard. This is after he went to the back and checked that there are no keyboards, and he decided that he had to throw in, you know, if you bought it from here, you would have saved $15, to which I responded, no, I wouldn't. I bought it on Amazon. I bought the game on Amazon, saved myself $25, and I'm getting a $10 gift card. So you know what? No. Do you have the keyboard or not? And he says, like, I've broken his script, you know, like, he's used to, I'm sure, just talking to people who know nothing about video games, and he's just flabbergasted. He didn't know what this fuck to say. He's just silent. So I'm like, no? All right, great. Thank you for nothing. And I walk to the one downstairs, and I see it on the ground, and I go to them. I say, hey, I didn't want to pick this off the ground. I didn't know if you guys were inventorying or whatever, but is it kosher for me to pick this up? Great. Thank you. Has anybody bought Power Gig Rise of the Sixth String, which is another, like, Rock Band clone? It's terrible. And the guy's like, fuck no. So I wanted to grab a promo t-shirt, but the guy was a douche and didn't let me have one, so I'm never going back there either. Fuck them. Rock Band 3, though, by the way, is fucking fantastic. I have 5 seconds. Buy Rock Band 3, buy Rock Band 2, buy Rock Band 1. Guitar Hero sucks a dick.